Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Kyle Bornheimer, star of the hysterical yet short-lived Worst Week. He's back on network TV with a new NBC series, Perfect Couples, which airs Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Stick around, and maybe he'll accidentally set your swimming pool on fire.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by our new sponsor, Star Pirates. Star Pirates is a free online sci-fi game that I think you'll really enjoy playing. Give it a try today at www.starpirates.net. You must be at least 13 to play. Again, that's starpirates.net. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of strange Asian pet store owners who insist on being your master in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. I am a Kyle Bornheimer fan. This guy made me laugh so much and so hard as Sam Briggs in one short season of 2008's Worst Week that I will watch him in anything. This actor is equally adept in subtle spoken comedy as he is big physical gags. My sense is that I'm not the only one who sees him this way. Someone in Hollywood knows he's got that indefinable it characteristic and charisma. And even though Worst Week didn't endure, Bornheimer's never been far from view. Episodes of Chuck and Royal Pains have followed, as have roles in movies such as She's Out of My League and You Again. He even did a short-lived ABC series starring with Alyssa Milano called Romantically Challenged. And I'll be honest, that one came and went so fast, even Mr. Media didn't get to see it. How ABC couldn't attract enough eyeballs with Alyssa Milano on screen, let alone Bornheimer's good humor, I'll never know. But now he's back with a new NBC series, Perfect Couples. It's been given a cush landing pad, 8:30 p.m. on Thursdays, sandwiched between the insanity that is Community and The Office in the network's new three-hour comedy block. Another bonus? Also starring is the stunning Olivia Munn. Now, this is Kyle Bornheimer's second visit to Mr. Media, and Kyle, welcome back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm recording that amazing intro. I have to keep that. what kind words. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just speak from the heart here. If I didn't enjoy you, I wouldn't ask you back.
Well, it's fun to be back.
Well, congratulations on the new show. I mean, it debuts tonight. Are you nervous? Are you excited? You know, what are you thinking about?
I just decided it's early here, and I woke up this morning very Christmas morning-y, like incredibly excited. I think doing this interview and talking about the show, we were able to kind of shoot it in a bubble. We weren't on air while we were shooting it, so we were all so excited to share it once we got done. So talking about it recently, all of us are like, these are really fun to do because there's like a lot of talk about because there's like five other cast members and all these episodes that no one has seen yet. So there's tons to talk about, and it's just, I can't wait to share it with the world tonight. We did a little preview a couple weeks ago, this impromptu preview episode that NBC put on, which was basically like a half-hour commercial for the show. And that was an episode I had not seen yet because it was like late, we shot it, episode 8 or something. And just seeing how everything got put together, it's because you're doing it and you don't know how it's going to turn out. You know it's good, but you don't know how it'll all cut together and stuff. And then when you see how good a job they did with it, it just makes you smile. Like, you're just proud of everyone you worked with and proud of yourself, and you just want to share it.
I'm really glad to hear that. Now, the show is about three couples and what's going on, I guess, kind of simultaneously in their lives. What else should we know about it going into the into the pilot?
It's just that. It's a very simple concept, and what we discovered is, when I met with the writers early on in the process, we were all on the same page with this. It's material just talking about couples, just what goes on within a couple. And then what's really fun is what goes on between couples,
mm-hmm.
how you navigate that world. Because once you get into a couple, then a lot of your friends are also couples. And it's hard enough to sort of have a rapport with one person, let alone two people at the same time who are part of this unit, let alone another couple. This couple kind of follows three around.
Now, go ahead.
We have the math is like, you know, there's six people, then there's each one in the couple, then there's a three, you know, it's like relating to other couples. There's I think I figured out there's 217 different combinations you can put on.
Well,
and we're going to do them all in season, by season six, we'll hit them all.
Okay, I'll look forward to that. Now, I mentioned that Olivia Munn is one of your co-stars on the show, and that's great, but the actress who plays your wife, I believe, Christine Woods, is... we're not talking too bad here either.
Well, not only stunning, but incredibly talented and incredibly funny in a funny way. That she was always the one we were like we would look to and crack up at, because she was in the show Flash Forward before this, and she had a big following from Flash Forward on ABC, and which was a crazy action drama, and they throw her some of the hardest comedic stuff to do on this show, and we're always gathered around the monitor to watch her do it, because she approaches it in this incredibly fresh way and is incredibly easy to work with, and like you said, easy on the eyes, so you get the best of all worlds there.
She makes some great facial expressions, I noticed, in the previews.
And a really smart actress. I mean, the show is a great combination of inspired silliness and real intelligence. You know, when the preview, I had a lot of people coming up after the preview episode repeating these lines of dialogue that were just really intelligent and came out of left field. And, you know, the writers are this great combination of friends and 30 Rock, basically. Scott Silvery ran Friends for a long time, and John Pollard comes from many things, but most recently he was one of the star writers over on 30 Rock. And that combination is excellent. You have this really fresh perspective, and you know, then they're being directed by Andy Ackerman, who directed all the Seinfelds. So The team behind us were in incredibly good hands and made our job easier. And the material is, there's no shortage of stuff to talk about with couples. In my marriage, we're always bringing stuff from the show. I'm always like bringing it up with my wife, and then that'll lead to something new that I then bring to the show. And everybody on that is doing that, is taking stuff from their life. And then the writers have this great way of marrying both kind of reality-based comedy, the stuff that everyone can be like, oh, my God, that happened to me. Oh, my God, that happened to another couple I know. And real absurd stuff. You know, it's a great combination, which is my favorite mix, is that kind of comedy. It's what I thrive on.
Hmm. Well, Kyle, we're already out of time, unfortunately. I'd love to have you back sometime. But most of all, I want to wish you luck on the new show and tell everybody... You can see the very, very funny Kyle Bornheimer every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on NBC in the new sitcom Perfect Couples. Of course, it also stars Olivia Munn and Christine Woods. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us again on Mr. Media, and I hope you'll come back real soon.
Have me back anytime for whatever reason, please.
The door is wide open, my friend. Thank you, and good luck tonight.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
For more original interviews with your favorite TV stars, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears, and yes, I'm to blame for Mr. Media being married. Sorry, girl.